Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
We would like to take you back to the year of 1992. Matt Cord had a show on the station called Planet M, a specialty show, first on Saturday nights and eventually part of the evening program every night. From about, give or take, 1990 to 95. It was the first commercial radio show in Philly to play a long list of bands that are so-called alternative bands now, ranging from everyone from Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Green Day, and more, although they're all just rock and roll bands, like we always say. But it was about 1992 when this group of very fun Canadians stopped by for a goofy performance at 5th and Market, and they did a little artist ID for us, which you'll hear first, although they say they're Billy D. Williams. In fact, they're Bare Naked Ladies. Bare Naked Ladies will play this summer and come around with Better Than Ezra, a nice double bill at The Man, the most beautiful of the outdoor venues. It's June 26th, incidentally. But let's travel back in time to those marvelous vaults, those wonderful archives of great live music, and let's hear the ID from Billy D. Williams.
2, 3, 4!
Hello, radio listeners. This is D. Williams, and you're listening to the sounds of Bare Naked Ladies on 93.3 WMMR.
1, 2, 3, 4. Guitar lick coming up. Ed, Herb guitar lick coming up.
Good one.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did know that.
You're everything I would like to be.
You know, I think that
I can fly higher than an eagle. But you are the wind beneath my wings.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Ryan automobile.
If I had $1 million,
I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere.
We could hang out there and
we'd open up the fridge and cheese steaks galore and put them in the microwave. It's not quite like, you know, going to like, what is it, Pat's or like Billy Bob's and seeing them chop it up and stuff themselves.
I've had trouble since being here in Philly. I've been looking for Philly cheesesteaks and hoagies and I can't find them anywhere.
Shut up.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
well, if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet,
yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
well, if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant man bones.
And if I had $1 million,
I'd dance with wolves.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
If I had $1 million,
we'd take a limousine because it costs more.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would eat Kraft dinner.
The succulent combination of cheese powder, margarine, a little bit of milk, and those delectable noodles. Makes for a gourmet treat the whole family can enjoy.
A gourmet treat the whole family can enjoy.
A gourmet treat.
A gourmet treat.
A gourmet treat. Are we correcting each other on the same thing? Or are we just agreeing?
We're agreeing, I
think. Oh, okay. Now we gotta go through a whole cycle of this thing. It works again.
It's okay, we're all thinking about gourmet treats now.
In my mind is slicing tomatoes to go on top as we speak.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
And if I had $1 million.
Art Garfunkel, right? Had $1 million.
I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Rich.
Applauding themselves on Planet M with Matt Cord in 1992. To me, that was just nothing short of joyous. On this lovely day in spring, that beautiful harmony, the fun, the riffing that those guys would do. And Bare Naked Ladies is their name. They came by when virtually nobody knew them in 1992 and played for Matt on his Planet M program. And they will be in town this summer at the Mann Music Center on June 26th. And Better Than Ezra will be opening the show, which will be cool, too.